Santa Barbara Theater of the Air presents Leslie Gangle Howe, Michael Manson, and Larry Williams in The Boor by Anton Chekhov. We're in the parlor of a country home in Russia in the late 1880s. Mrs. Popoff's servant, Luca, is speaking.
It isn't right, ma'am. You're wearing yourself out. The maid and the cook have gone looking for berries. Everything that breathes is enjoying life. Even the cat knows how to be happy. Slips about the courtyard and catches birds. But you hide yourself here in the house as though you were in a cloister. Yes, truly. By actual reckoning, you haven't left this house for a whole year.
And I shall never leave it. Why should I? My life is over. He lies in his grave, and I have buried myself within these four walls. We are both dead.
Well, there you go again. It's too awful to listen to, so it is. Nikolai Mikhailovich is dead. It was the will of the Lord, and the Lord has given him eternal peace. You have grieved over it, and that ought to be enough. Now it's time to stop. One can't weep and wear mourning forever. My wife died a few years ago. I grieved for her. I wept a whole month, and then it was over. Must one be forever singing lamentations? That would be more than your husband was worth. You have forgotten all your neighbors. You don't go out, and you receive no one. We live, you'll pardon me, like the spiders. And the good light of day we never see. All the livery is eaten by the mice, as though there weren't any more nice people in the world. But the whole neighborhood is full of gentle folk. The regiment is stationed in Riblov. Officers, simply beautiful. One can't see enough of them. Every Friday a ball and military music every day. Ta-da-da. Oh, my dear, dear man. Young and pretty as you are, if you'd only let your spirits live. Beauty can't last forever. When 10 short years are over, you'll be glad enough to go out of bed and meet the officers, and then it'll be too late.
Oh, please, don't speak of these things again. You know very well that since the death of Nikolai Mikhailovich, my life is absolutely nothing to me. You think I live, but it only seems so. Do you understand? Oh, that his departed soul may see how I loved him. I know it's no secret to you. He was often unjust to me, cruel, and he wasn't faithful. But I shall be faithful to the grave and prove to him how I can love. There, in the beyond, he'll find me the same as I was until his death.
What is the use of all these words when you'd so much rather go walking in the garden or order Tabby or Wellican harnessed to the trap and visit the neighbors?
Oh, please. Oh, please. Oh,
madam, dear madam, what is it in heaven's name?
He loved Tabby so.
Oh.
He always drove him to the Korshagrins or the Velasovs. What a wonderful horseman he was. How fine he looked when he pulled at the reins with all his might. Tommy. Give him an extra measure of oats today.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, what is that? I am at home to no one.
Yes, ma'am.
You shall see, Nikolai, how I can love and forgive. My love will die only with me when my poor heart stops beating. And aren't you ashamed? I have been a good, true wife. I have imprisoned myself. And I shall remain true until death. And you're not ashamed of yourself, my dear monster. You quarreled with me. Left me alone for weeks.
Oh, ma'am, someone is asking for you, insists on seeing you.
You told him that since my husband's death, I receive no one.
Oh, I said so, but he won't listen. He says it is a pressing matter.
I receive no one.
I told him that, but he's a wild man. He swore and pushed himself into the room. Why, he's in the dining room here now.
Good. Show him in, the impudent. Oh, what a bore people are. What can they want with me? Why do they disturb my peace? Yes, it is clear I must enter a convent. Yes, a convent.
Fool! You make too much noise. You're an ass.
Oh, madam. I have the honor to introduce myself. Lieutenant in the artillery, retired, country gentleman, Gregory Stepanovich Smirnov. I'm compelled to bother you about an exceedingly important matter.
What is it you wish?
Your deceased husband, with whom I had the honor to be acquainted, left me two notes amounting to about 1,200 rubles. Insomuch as I have to pay interest tomorrow on a loan from the Agrarian Bank, I should like to request, madam, that you pay me the money today.
1,200? And for what was my husband indebted to you?
He bought oats from me.
Luca, don't forget to give Toby an extra measure of oats today.
Yes, ma'am.
If Nikolai Mikhailovich is indebted to you, I shall, of course, pay you. But I'm sorry, I haven't the money today. Tomorrow, my manager will return from the city and I shall notify him to pay you what is due you. But until then, I cannot satisfy your request. Furthermore, today it is just 7 months since the death of my husband. And I am not in a mood to discuss money matters.
And I'm in the mood to fly up the chimney with my feet in the air. If I can't lay hands on that interest tomorrow, they'll seize my estate.
Day after tomorrow, you'll receive the money.
I don't need the money day after tomorrow. I need it today.
I'm sorry, I can't pay you today.
And I can't wait until day after tomorrow.
But what can I do if I haven't it?
So, you can't pay.
I cannot.
Is that your last word?
My last.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Thank you. And they expect me to stand for all that. The toll gatherer just now met me on the road and asked me why I was always worrying. Why in heaven's name shouldn't I worry? I need money. I feel the knife at my throat. Yesterday morning I left my house in the early dawn and called on all my debtors. If even one of them had paid his debts. I worked the skin off my fingers. The devil knows what sort of cheap inn I slept. In a room with a barrel of brandy. And now, at last, I come here, 70 versts from home, hope for a little money, and all you give me is moods. Why shouldn't I worry?
I thought I made it plain to you that my manager will return from town, and then you will get your money.
I did not come to see the manager. I came to see you. What the devil, pardon my language, do I care for your manager?
Really, sir? I'm not used to such language or such manners. I shan't listen to you any further.
What can one say to that? Moods. 7 months since her husband died. Do I have to pay the interest or not? I repeat the question. Have I to pay interest or not? The husband is dead and all that. The manager is the devil with him, traveling somewhere. Now tell me, what am I to do? Shall I run away from my creditors in a balloon? Or knock my head against a stone wall? If I call on Gustav, he chooses to be not at home. Irosevich has simply hidden himself. I have quarreled with Kurzen and come near to throw him out the window. Masutov is ill and this woman has moods. Not one of them will pay up. And all because I've spoiled them. Because I'm an old whiner. Dish rag. I'm too tender-hearted with them. But wait. I allow no one to play tricks with me. The devil with them all. I'll stay here and not budge until she brings the money. Ooh. How angry I am. How terribly angry I am. Every tendon is trembling with anger. I can hardly breathe. I'm even growing ill. Servant.
What is it you wish?
Bring me kvass or water. Well, what can we do? She hasn't it on hand. What sort of logic is that? A fellow stands with a knife at his throat. He needs money. He's on the point of hanging himself. And she won't pay because she isn't in the mood to discuss money matters? Women's logic. That's why I never like to talk to women. And why I dislike doing it now. I would rather sit on a powder barrel than talk with a woman. Ugh. I'm getting cold as ice.
This affair has made me so angry. I only need to see such a romantic creature from a distance to get so angry I have cramps in my calves. It's enough to make one yell for help.
Madame is ill and is not receiving. Now here is your father.
March!
Ah!
Ill and isn't receiving. All right. It isn't necessary. I won't receive either. I'll sit here and stay until you bring me that money. If you're ill a week, I'll sit here a week. If you're ill a year, I'll sit here a year. As heaven is my witness, I'll get that money. You don't disturb me with your mourning or with your dimples. We know these dimples. It's awful. Unbearable heat. No money. Didn't sleep last night, and now mourning dresses and moods. My head aches. Perhaps I ought to have a drink. Yes, I must have a drink. Servant!
Now what do you think?
Something to drink.
Oh,
a fine figure I am. No use denying that. Dust, dirty boots, unwashed, uncombed. Straw in my vest. The lady probably took me for a highwayman. It was a little impolite to come into a reception room in such clothes. Oh, well, no harm done. I'm not here as a guest, I'm a creditor. And there's no special costume for creditors.
You take great liberties, sir.
What?
I just...
Whom are you talking to? Keep quiet.
Oh, nice mess. This fellow won't leave.
Lord, how angry I am. Angry enough to throw mud at the whole world. I even feel ill. Servant!
Sir, in my solitude, I have become unaccustomed to the human voice, and I cannot stand the sound of loud talking. I beg you, please, cease disturbing my rest.
Pay me my money and I'll leave.
I told you once plainly in your native tongue that I haven't the money at hand. Wait until day after tomorrow.
And I also had the honor of informing you in your native tongue that I need the money not day after tomorrow, but today. If you don't pay me today, I shall have to hang myself tomorrow.
But what can I do if I haven't the money?
So, you're not going to pay me immediately. You're not.
I cannot.
Then I'll sit here until I get the money. You will pay me day after tomorrow? Excellent. Then I shall stay here until day after tomorrow. I ask you, do I have to pay the interest tomorrow or not? Do you think I'm joking?
Sir, I beg of you, don't scream. This is not a stable.
I'm not talking about stables. I'm asking whether I have to pay interest tomorrow or not.
You have no idea how to treat a lady.
Oh, yes, I have.
No, you have not. You are an ill-bred, vulgar person. Respectable people don't speak so to ladies.
How remarkable. How do you want me to speak to you? In French, perhaps? Madame, je vous prie. Pardon me for having disturbed you. What beautiful weather we are having. And isn't this morning becoming you?
Not at all funny. I think it vulgar.
Not at all funny. I think it vulgar. I don't understand how to behave in the company of ladies. Madam, in the course of my life, I have seen more women than you have sparrows. 3 times I fought duels for women. 12 I jilted. 9 jilted me. There was a time I played the fool, used honeyed language, bowed and scraped. I loved, suffered, sighed to the moon, melted in love's torments. I loved passionately. I loved to madness. Loved in every key. Chattered like a magpie on emancipation. Sacrificed half my fortune for the tender passions. Until now, the devil knows I've had enough of it. Your obedient servant will let you lead him around by the nose no more. Enough! Black eyes, passionate eyes, coral lips, dimples in cheeks, moonlight whispers, soft modest sighs. For all that, madam, I wouldn't pay a kopeck. I'm not speaking of present company, but of women in general. From the tiniest to the greatest. They're all conceited, hypocritical, chattering, odious, deceitful from top to toe. Vain, petty, cruel with a maddening logic. And in this respect, please excuse my frankness, but 1 sparrow is worth 10 of the aforementioned petticoat philosophers. When one sees one of the romantic creatures before him, he imagines he's looking into a holy being so wonderful that its 1 breath could dissolve him into a sea of 1,000 charms and delights. But if one looks into the soul, it's nothing but a common crocodile. But the worst is that this crocodile imagines that it's a masterpiece of creation, and that it has a monopoly on all the tender passions. May the devil hang me upside down if there's anything to love about a woman. When she's in love, all she knows is how to complain and shed tears. If the man suffers and makes sacrifices, she swings her train about and tries to lead him around by the nose. You have the misfortune to be a woman, and naturally to know women's nature. Tell me on your honor. Have you ever in your life seen a woman who is really true and faithful? Never. Only the old and deformed are true and faithful. It's easier to find a cat with horns or a white woodcock than a faithful
but
woman.
But allow me to ask. Who is true and faithful in love? The man, perhaps?
Yes, indeed, the man.
The man. Ha! The man, true and faithful in love. Well, that is something new. How can you make such a statement? Men, true and faithful. So long as we have gone thus far, I may as well say that of all the men I have known, my husband was the best. I loved him passionately, with all my soul, as only a young, sensible woman may love. I gave him my youth, my happiness, my fortune, my life. I worshipped him like a heathen. And what happened? This best of men betrayed me in every possible way. After his death, I found his desk filled with love letters. While he was alive, he left me alone for months. It's horrible even to think about it. He made love to other women in my very presence. He wasted my money and made fun of my feelings. And in spite of everything, I trusted him and was true to him. And more than that, he is dead and I am still true to him. I have buried myself within these four walls, and I shall wear this mourning to my grave.
Mourning? What on earth do you take me for? As if I don't know why you wore this black domino and why you have buried yourself within these four walls. Such a secret. So romantic. Some knight will pass the castle, gaze up the window, and think to himself, here dwells the mysterious Tamara who, for the love of her husband, has buried herself within these four walls. Oh, I understand the art.
What? What do you mean by saying such things to me?
Oh, you have buried yourself alive, but meanwhile, you have not forgotten to powder your nose.
How dare you speak so?
Don't scream at me, please. I am not the manager. Allow me to call things by their right names. I am not the woman. I am accustomed to speak out what I think. So please, don't scream.
I am not screaming. It is you who are screaming. Please, leave me. I beg of you.
Pay me my money and I'll leave.
I won't give you the money.
You won't? You won't give me the money.
I don't care what you do. You won't get a kopeck. Leave me.
As I haven't the pleasure of being either your husband or your fiancé, please, don't make a scene. I can't stand it.
You are going to sit down?
I already have.
Kindly leave the house.
Give me the money.
I don't care to speak to impudent men. Leave. You aren't going?
No.
No?
No.
Very well. Luca, show the gentleman out.
Sir, why don't you leave when you are ordered? What do you want?
Whom do you think you are talking to? I'll grind you to powder.
Good Lord. Oh, I'm ill. I can't breathe.
Where is Dasha? Dasha? Pelageya? Dasha?
Oh, they're all gone. I'm ill.
Leave. Get out.
Kindly be a little more polite.
You are vulgar. You're a boor. A monster.
What did you say?
I said you were a boor. A monster.
Permit me to ask you what right you have to insult me.
What of it? You think I am afraid of you?
And you think because you are one of the romantic creatures that you can insult me without being punished? I challenge you.
Merciful heavens, water.
We'll have a duel.
Do you think because you have big fists and a steer's neck, I am afraid of you?
I allow no one to insult me. And I make no exception because you are a woman, one of the weaker sex.
Poor, poor, poor.
It's high time to do away with this old superstition that it is only the man who is forced to give satisfaction. If there is equity at all, Let there be equity in all things. There is a limit.
You wish to fight a duel? Very well.
Immediately.
Immediately. My husband had pistols. I'll bring them. Oh, what a pleasure it will be to put a bullet in your impudent head. The devil take you.
I'll shoot her down. I'm no fledgling, no sentimental young puppy. For me, there is no weaker sex.
Oh, sir, have mercy on me, an old man. Go away. You have frightened me to death already, and now you want to fight a duel.
A duel? That's equity. Emancipation. That way the sexes are made equal. I'll shoot her down as a matter of principle. What can a person say to such a woman? The devil take you? I'll put a bullet in your impudent head? What can one say to that? She was angry. Her eyes blazed. She accepted the challenge. On my honor, it's the first time in my life I ever saw such a woman.
Oh, sir, go away. Go away.
That is a woman. I can understand her. A real woman. No shilly-shallying, but fire, powder, and noise. It would be a pity to shoot a woman like that.
Oh, sir, go away.
Here are the pistols. But before we have our duel, please, show me how to shoot. I have never had a pistol in my hand before.
God be merciful and have pity upon us. I'll go and get the gardener and the coachman. Why has this horror come to us?
You see, there are different kinds. There are special dueling pistols with cap and ball. But these are revolvers, Smith & Wesson with ejectors, fine pistols. A pair like that costs at least 90 rubles. This is the way to hold a revolver. Those eyes. Those eyes. A real woman.
Like this?
Yes, that way. Then you pull the hammer back. So. Then you aim. Put your head back a little. Just stretch out your arm, please. So. Then press your finger on the thing like that. And that is all. The chief thing is this. Don't get excited. Don't hurry your aim. And take care that your hand doesn't tremble.
It isn't well to shoot inside. Let's go into the garden.
Yes. I'll tell you now, I'm going to shoot in the air.
Oh, that is too much. Why?
Because that's my business.
You are afraid. Yes. Oh, no, my dear sir. No flinching. Please, follow me. I won't rest until I've put a hole in that head that I hate so much. Are you afraid?
Yes, I'm afraid.
You're lying. Why won't you fight?
Because I like you.
You like me? Oh, he dares to say he likes me? Oh, go!
Listen, are you still angry? I was mad as the devil, but please understand me. How can I express myself? The thing is like this. Such things are... Now is it my fault you owe me money? I like you. Do you understand? I'm almost in love.
No, leave. I hate you.
Lord, what a woman. I never in my life met one like her. I'm lost, ruined. I've been caught like a mouse in a trap.
Go, or I'll shoot.
Shoot. You have no idea what happiness it would bring to die in the sight of those beautiful eyes. To die from the revolver in that little velvet hand. I'm mad. Consider it and decide immediately. For if I go, we shall never see each other again. Decide. Speak. I am a noble, a respectable man. I have an income of 10,000, can shoot a coin through the air. I own some fine horses. Will you be my wife?
I'll shoot.
My mind is not clear. I can't understand. Servant, water. I have fallen in love like any other young man. I love you. I love you as I have never loved before. 12 women I jilted. 9 jilted me, but not one of them have I loved as I love you. I am conquered. Lost.
I lie at your feet like a fool and beg for your hand. Shame and disgrace. For 5 years I haven't been in love. I thanked the Lord for it, but now I am caught. Like a carriage tongue in another carriage. I beg for your hand, yes or no? Will you? All right, I leave.
Wait a minute.
Well?
Nothing. You may go. But, wait a moment. No, go, go. I hate you. Or, no, don't go. Oh, if you knew how angry I was. How angry. Oh, my finger is swollen from this thing. What are you standing there for? Get out.
Farewell.
Yes, go. Why are you going? Wait. No, go. Oh, how angry I am. Don't come too near. Oh, don't come too near. Come no nearer.
Oh, how angry I am with myself. Fall in love like a schoolboy. Throw myself on my knees. I've got a chill. I love you. This is fine. All I needed was to fall in love. Tomorrow I have to pay my interest. The hay harvest has begun. And then you appear. I can never forgive myself. Come here.
Oh, go away. Take your hands off me. I hate you. You... Oh, this is... Oh.
Merciful heavenly, they're kissing.
You have heard The Boor by Anton Chekhov. Luca was played by Larry Williams. Mrs. Popoff by Leslie Gangle Howe. Smirnoff was played by Michael Manson. The Boor was produced and directed by your host, William Smithers. Recorded by the Production Room, Santa Barbara, California. Sound editor, Lars Nelson. This has been a production of KCSB and the Santa Barbara Theater of the Air.